The Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Use the promo code SGP50 to receive a 50% deposit bonus today. We're also brought to you by Odds Shark. They have the latest betting stats and trends you won't find anywhere else, plus free picks from their supercomputer and expert writing staff. Follow them on Twitter at Odds Shark and www.oddsshark.com.
You are listening to the EPL show on the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Dirty Sheets Network. The Sports Gambling Podcasts are sponsored by MyBookie.ag. Sign up to MyBookie.ag today for a 50% deposit bonus using the code SGP50. Every selection on the EPL show is available on MyBookie.ag. So sign up and get your free bet, which makes the most sense for everybody listening to this. I'm joined by my regular colleague on the EPL show, Mr. James George.
Hello, Billy, how are you?
Yeah, multi-bat. I'm sitting out here in the sun, so if you hear noises of kids playing football and concords and everything, tough shit because you live in California and only get 10 days of sun.
So we smashed it last week. Overall, if you combined our two picks, you'd have got pretty much everything right. We said Stoke plus two, and I nearly went Stoke plus one as my dog. Smashed that one. We thought it would be a close game. Burnley v Brighton, we thought Burnley would... We said under 2.5 goals, but we thought Burnley would probably win it 1-2. Palace, I said Leicester they've got Puel as their manager. I knew they were going to be useless. I knew things were going to turn bad. 5-0 Palace. Everton went as my dog. 2-0 done. I went Newcastle. You called West Brom. Southampton, yeah. Both said Saints would win it. Chelsea, both said Chelsea would win it. Both said Man City would win it. Both went Man United win. Both went Spurs win. So absolutely smashed it last week.
I'm trying to remember what my lock was. I know it won because I know I won lock and parlay.
I think you went Man United.
Who Man United even playing last week?
Arsenal.
Oh, of course I did. Yeah, of course, with the second team. Oh, yeah, and that turned out to be really hard work to win. But the reasoning was correct because that team was terrible that Arsenal put out. But Man United made a meal of that.
But you won, and we absolutely smashed it overall. Yeah.
Privately, I got 4-1 on Man United to win that game in the 83rd minute.
Oh, wow.
Because we seemed... I want to move on with the show, but I just want to actually just say it's a sad time when, with 30 minutes to go, we've reached a point where our tactic is get Fellaini on and smash the ball up to him and try and score a header. It did work, in fairness to him. Everything he seems to do in his managerial career, well, 85% of what Mourinho's done in his career works. And you can't argue with the fact that the tactic did work. But it's just not very United to do that.
No, but...
And it was obvious. It was blatant as well.
Mourinho next year has to win the title. Otherwise, he's been a failure, in my opinion. So he's got to win the title next year. So pressure will be on next year.
One last thing before we moved on is our cup final for the Champions League has landed in. So
yeah,
well,
straight after the group stages, even before the draw was made, we said Real Madrid have to be favourites, and a good outside bet we felt was Liverpool, and they and they've made the final against each other. I'm a bit annoyed that I didn't bet on that, because if we'd have stuck maybe 50 on Real Madrid to win and something like 20 on Liverpool, you'd be sat here right now in a very tidy position, because Real Madrid were like four favourites or something behind Paris Saint-Germain, Man City.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, and yeah, it's not like the American football where obviously the AFC will always play the NFC, so the NFC and AFC teams cannot meet until the end. So it's quite easy in terms to pick a Super Bowl, but to pick a Champions League final, you can't pick a final, because any of these teams could have got drawn against each other. But what we actually did say is we picked who we felt was going to win and who the outsider was. So now we can't be wrong. Although I'm very, very, very much team I put out as an outsider. I'll be sick if Liverpool win the Champions League and Man City win the Premier League this season.
Which could happen. Liverpool on their day can beat anyone. And on another, I think there'll be goals in this final. I think Real Madrid could absolutely rip Liverpool apart, or Liverpool could maybe win it. I can just imagine Liverpool being like, either going behind and coming back like they've done before, or doing something ridiculous like ripping Real Madrid apart in the first 10 minutes, being 3-0 up, and then Real Madrid coming back. Anything can happen with Liverpool. Normally Champions League finals aren't great. Liverpool in a Champions League final, with the way they play, this could be one of, if not the best Champions League final. Well, it's going to be hard to beat it when they came back from 3-0 before, but it's going to be an amazing final.
What me and James will do is we'll cover the FA Cup and the Champions League final, because they're only a week apart. There's only two games. But we'll try and look at a bit more first goal scorer or that kind of thing in terms of both games. We'll look at more odds before we give out our picks. So we'll try and put together a 20-minute
We're losing finals, you, Billy. The signal's
let's
not
move
great,
on with, these, with this Premier League.
Have you moved seats?
Oh, do you want me to... Did you? No, I have not. Do you want me to move seats?
No, you're okay now. It's just that a little bit. Right, should we just crack on and go through these games?
Yeah, because a lot, like last week, a lot of them are not very important.
Yeah, well, Brighton v Man United. The funny thing is, Brighton could still technically go down if everyone won their games, but you'd feel as though they're safe looking at it, just because teams have got to play each other. And who teams have got to play. So Brighton will should be able to relax. I can see them doing quite well against Man United, because Man United are going to be slightly on holiday as well. But this is a tough one without looking at the odds. I'll probably pick... Can I go Brighton plus two in this one? Let's have a little look. You pick your pick on this.
I think they would be more holidayed out than us. I would think even if we play our second team, Martial, Rashford, Mata, if all these people do end up coming in for this game, they are playing for cup final places. We don't know the status of Lukaku for the cup final either. So I would think that we're quite capable of going into Brighton and winning this game. More likely bet, though, is under 2.5 goals in this game.
No, yeah, that's a good bet. Yeah, I think I'll probably just say on this one, it's a tough one too, because you can't get Brighton are actually a lot shorter than I thought they'd be. So I'll probably, I just got a little feeling that it might be a draw, 1-0 Man United or something like that. So yeah, I'll go under 2.5 goals as well, actually, because I think it's going to be it'll be a close game.
Actually, I didn't even know. Well, I'm gonna take United. I can't really get United at 4-5.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I don't know if it's
£40 return off a £50 stake. I'm gonna go to United. I think it'll be under 2.5 goals as well. But
looking at the odds now, and they're so short. Brighton on this game, I do feel they've actually got the odds right on this one, because I think Brighton have got probably a better chance than ever just to sneak something. But because of the odds and Man United have got more quality, I'll go Man United as well. And I also think under 2.5. Stoke v Palace is an interesting one. Stoke have improved. They've they have to at least get a point from this game. The funny thing is, I actually want them to get a point from this game because I need them last game of the season to be within 2 points of Swansea so that they've got a chance of staying up. I actually think Palace are playing with freedom. Sahar's playing amazing. But they'll feel they're completely safe now. This is a more important game for Stoke. So surely Stoke will get something from this game.
So Stoke, I love Stoke in this game.
Stoke plus one on this one.
Can you take Stoke plus one?
Oh, Stoke plus one is 12 over 25 on this one. So somewhere you'll be able to get it.
Yeah, somewhere you'll be able to get it. I like Stoke on the draw no bet here. It's a toss-up game according to the bookies, but not for me. One team are definitely holidaying off the back of a 5-0. The other team need to win. Stoke City, as I posted in the group this week, are 8-1 to stay up. Now let me put that into perspective for you based on the rest of the table. That's an 8-1 double on Stoke to beat Palace in this game and then to win at Swansea. That's a team, they're playing a team that at home are on holiday and a team that are in terrible form, and basically going into the final day, that will be a cup final. Now, if Southampton have already beaten Swansea at this point, or if Southampton take a point this weekend and manage to get another point against Swansea, they're in a good position to stay up. So I just think Stoke at 8-1 to stay up as a side bet, it's a crazy price because it's an 8-1 double.
They could go down with two wins, though. That's the scary thing. If we beat Everton and then we beat Swansea, Swansea are gone, and then we'll finish above Stoke. But Stoke, I believe, could possibly still catch Huddersfield if they win both those games and Huddersfield lose it. So they don't guaranteed if they win both those games, but you'd probably imagine they would stay up, and they can win both. So, yeah, for me... Yeah. I'm going to go Stoke plus one in this one, and I actually do think that's not a bad shout for Stoke.
Yeah,
just because of the odds of 8-1.
Huddersfield are not picking up another point, James. I just can't see it. We'll have a look through in a minute. The only point I could have seen them getting was on the final day when they play Arsenal. But Wenger's last game, full team. No, it's not the Europa League rested team. I just don't think that. I just don't think Huddersfield are going to pick anything up. Bournemouth against Swansea. This is again important. Bournemouth 21-20, Swansea 5-2.
You look at the table, and the funny thing is, if Swansea win this game against Bournemouth aren't. I'm just going to get the table up as well at the same time because
Bournemouth are safe. Bournemouth are safe, James. 38 points.
Yeah, and how many points has Swansea got?
33.
If Swansea win this game, they'd have 36 points with two games to play, 2 points behind.
I think if Swansea win any of their last three games, they're safe.
Right.
I feel that way about Swansea
get to 36. Well, Swansea get to 36, and they'd be 2 points behind Bournemouth, okay? And their goal difference is 7 behind. So really, imagine if they won this 3-0, right, for example. They would only need 2 points on the last two games to finish above Bournemouth.
Yeah, so but I think you're not...
Southampton beat Everton, they get to 35 points. We draw against Swansea, and then we beat Man City last game of the year. Stoke...
That's a lot of stuff to happen. You have
Stoke
to look at West...
Stoke can't win it. Huddersfield would need to win one of... No, they actually would need more than that. They need to... So, yeah, it would be
Look at West Ham and Huddersfield's running. West Ham and Huddersfield have terrible finishes to the season.
But
as well.
What I'm trying to say is Bournemouth won't... We'll be looking over their shoulder if they lost this 2 or 3-0.
I think Swansea will be lucky to score once in this game, the way they're playing. They just had no ideas at all against Chelsea. They didn't look anything like scoring. I can't understand how Chelsea didn't win that game 4-0. I probably think that...
I'm going to go Swansea plus one in this. I think Bournemouth might win it. I just feel a draw. I think Swansea will really play for a draw. And Bournemouth will be more than happy with a draw. You give Bournemouth a draw now, that's them 100% safe. They'll take it. So I'm going draw in this one. And I think Swansea will be happy with a draw as well, because then they play us. So really, it's in their destiny by playing us. So I think they'll take a draw in this one. So I'm going to go Swansea plus one.
Yeah, anybody playing fantasy this week, this is where your triple captain bench boost, free hits, anything you got left is what it's meant to be for, because you've got double game week here as well. We're going to cover the other half of the game week, though, on a separate podcast, because we were going to do it all collectively, but the permutations here of and the results here are very, very relevant to the next set of results. They will actually indicate what other teams will do and how they'll set out in the next games. We literally cannot do a double podcast here because it would make no sense. I don't have any idea what Southampton are going to do in the next game. They beat Everton this week, for example, and the same goes for Bournemouth, same goes for Swansea, same goes for Stoke. It all hinges on this weekend, so that's why we've not done that. My pick for this game is Bournemouth. I think Swansea are bang in trouble. I think at this point in time they could be more certain to go down than Stoke and Southampton. However, I don't think this is Swansea's important game. I think they really need to turn up at home in one of the other two six-pointers. And whoever Swansea beat out of Stoke and Southampton, they'll go down if they beat anyone at all.
Well, I hope Bournemouth win. That would be an amazing result. But I just think they won't be up for this. Swansea will be. So, and Bournemouth lost their last game as well. Heads will be slightly down. They're on holiday.
This is some people are playing. Well, no, not necessarily. Some people are playing their last home games this weekend. That's another thing you need to look into. Bournemouth will be doing the lap of honour and everything at the end. They won't. A lot of teams don't like doing that, James, after they've lost. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree. But I think a draw, everyone's happy. Bournemouth stayed up. So I think a draw, but just in case, I'll go Swansea plus one. Next one, Leicester v West Ham. Leicester, Claude Puel, there's unrest at Leicester. A lot of the players want him out. West Ham need a result in this game. West Ham will get a result in this game. I'm going West Ham plus one. Even a draw probably would be enough for West Ham.
West Ham are only on 34 points, mate. I think West Ham are going to need something, not a win, but they're going to need something on the final day against Everton, because they still got Man U to come after this as well.
I think they take a point, one, knowing that they've got Everton at home last game. And I think a point here, I think they might even win it, to be honest, because West Ham have shown against us they turned up, and I think they will turn up in this game against Leicester. And Leicester, under Puel, they want him out. And you know what they're like when they want managers out. They did it with Ranieri. They just don't turn up.
I got a very different outlook on this game. I just think that... I just think it's very different. Like, as a player, your pride has got to be hurt from losing 5-0. They didn't get battered by Arsenal or Man U or Chelsea. They lost 5-0 at Palace. These players have to turn up this week. There'll be an expectation for them to turn up. I just think Leicester are a better team on paper than West Ham, and I think that they'll win this game. They just have to win this game. Wow. I think if they don't win, he's going to go at the end of the season.
I think he'll be gone either way. But yeah, he has to go. Well,
he doesn't deserve to go with two eighth place finishes with two pretty mediocre teams back to back years.
Ask both sets of fans.
Yeah, so Leicester and Southampton fans are both very delusional. Watford and Newcastle next up. Watford are 7-5. Newcastle are 2-1. Watford. I went to this game, right? It sounds like a really outlandish statement. Watford should have beaten Tottenham. Hugo Lloris was unbelievable, the saves that he pulled out. Like, Watford played really well. I don't know how Spurs got out of jail with a clean sheet on Monday.
I didn't watch it, but I heard, Tottenham got a scrappy win is what I read. So it sounded like, Watford were in the game a lot more than what the scoreline says. For me, this is one of these nothing games where anything could happen. They're the ones that you don't really want to bet on. The fact that Newcastle lost at home to West Brom last time suggests that they're on holiday a little bit. They feel as though they've done their job. Watford at home, I'd probably go Watford or draw. Probably maybe go, I'll go for Watford to win this one.
Well, Watford are in the same boat that you categorise Bournemouth in. I categorise them both as safe. You said they could still get sucked in. Watford are on 38.
Yeah, I do, but I looked at the table and think, yeah, they could. I feel as though they probably need a point here. That's why I was thinking a point probably would be a good result for both sides. But I don't think I can get Watford plus one on this one. I'll go Watford no bet, because I think it could be a draw.
Yeah, I'm just going to go straight up Watford. I think Newcastle on 41 points, season's over, reflected by a terrible performance at home to West Brom. I don't know why they would turn up at Watford. They're notoriously shit in London as well, Newcastle.
West Brom v Tottenham, this is a nothing game as well. West Brom can't stay up. Everything would have to just be unbelievable for them too. I think Tottenham need a result in this game, because if you actually look at the table, this is if they lost this game, they would be bang in trouble to not get in the top four. So this is a must-win game. So I'm going. You can't actually go Spurs to win 2-5. Wow. I'll go. Oh, that's. Cause I think they might win it by like a goal. Do we have to go Spurs minus one here to take Spurs? Wow.
I'm not taking Spurs. Spurs looked shit on Monday. So I'm going West Brom plus one.
I'm going to have a look at the old alternative handicap, because this is a weird one.
I'm gonna have a look through to see what I can get on West Brom plus one. West Brom is 7-1.
You can get
West Brom
plus two. I'm looking at that thinking that's not bad, because I think Tottenham will win this by a goal. I don't think Tottenham will win this by more than two goals.
No, this manager hasn't lost, and he's got results all over the place so far, including at Man U, a draw against Liverpool, one at Newcastle last week. I mean, he's trying to get this job, clearly.
I'm going to go under 2.5 goals in this one.
Okay. Did you say Watford? West Brom plus two. 8-13. Yeah, definitely. For a safe pick for me.
I'm tempted at that as well. I think it'll be a close game. I think, yeah, I'll go under 2.5, but I think Tottenham might win it by one, which then means the West Brom comes in. But there's no point betting on Tottenham, just Tottenham by themselves. Next up, absolutely massive game, Everton v Southampton. I say massive because if you're a Saints fan, this is ginormous. The funny thing is we could still lose this game and still stay up.
Have you seen the odds on this game?
Wow, we're favourites.
No, I don't get it.
That is ridiculous. I've only won one game in the last 24 games or something ridiculous. It's just unbelievable.
Haven't you won once in the calendar year?
Yeah. And we never.
This is
our
Southampton bias. That Koeman, lingering Koeman-ness that's been left over, where Southampton are tagged as a good footballing team.
When you look at the odds, you'd be absolutely stupid not to put money on Everton here, when you actually look at the odds.
The fact you can get Everton up to a plus one, like,
I think I'm
that,
doing it. I don't think we'll win at Everton. Don't get me wrong, I think we're going to get a draw, and I'd take a draw every day of the week. But the fact that you can get Everton plus one, I'm going to give out Everton plus one as my bet, even though that feels completely wrong. But looking at the odds and looking at how we normally get on against them, and the fact that Southampton have been awful, even against Bournemouth, we were lucky. Our keeper had to make some saves. I'm going to go Everton plus one in this one, but I pray that I'm wrong.
This is a horribly priced up game. I don't know what, if there's some injury news about or whatever. They're still playing for Big Sam. The players are not echoing what the supporters are saying, because Everton have been on a pretty decent run lately. They've gone right up the table. They're pushing Leicester now. They've gone past Leicester. Sorry, they're 4 points ahead of Leicester. They're in eighth place, and they cannot be moved from eighth place. That Everton will finish the season in eighth place. I don't think Allardyce's agenda was just to stay up. In addition to that, it comes into the factor of this being Everton's final home game. We had that earlier on as well for Bournemouth. So this is where Everton will end the season in front of their, as far as their home fans go. The price is stupid. It is.
Ridiculous prices. We got to rattle through the next ones because I have literally got to go in about 3 minutes. So,
no problem.
Man City v Huddersfield. This is an easy one. Man City to win at home. Huddersfield need something from it, but there's just no way they're good enough to get something at Man City.
-2 for me, 4-6.
Yeah, I'll go for that one as well. Then if that's the only one we can get it, then I'll go for that.
Yeah, they get the trophy here as well. Yeah.
Arsenal v Burnley next. This is actually, can Burnley catch Arsenal still? Yeah, 3 points behind. Wow.
Arsenal have a game in hand. Yeah, Arsenal at home, the Europa League stuff is finished by then. I mean, it could be literally finished by tonight because I expect Atletico to win. This is, I don't know how many home games Wenger's got after. It's probably just one more.
Arsenal at home. They win at home, though. However much Burnley are good, Arsenal win at home.
Okay, this is actually it for Arsene Wenger at the Emirates because after that they play away to Leicester. And then they finish at way to Huddersfield.
This
not only will they win this, but I'm locking it up now. So we don't need to cover that again. Like, I've locked Arsenal up a lot lately at home, and they've always won.
And then we've got Chelsea v Liverpool last. Liverpool are purely going to be concentrating on the Champions League. Obviously, they're not completely safe. If Chelsea win this, they'd have a game in hand with 3 points behind, but their goal difference is a lot worse. So Liverpool really just need a point. I still think Chelsea will win this.
I agree, and that's the thing I've been looking at. Everyone's talking about, will Tottenham slip up? Well, if Chelsea win their next two games, which is at home to Liverpool and at home to Huddersfield, they will enter the final day of the season a level on points with Liverpool, who have to decide if they want to put a full team out against Brighton or whether they want to concentrate on the Champions League. And they could easily end up with a draw like they did last week. The pressure's not on Tottenham. The pressure's on Liverpool. And I think Chelsea do win this game as well.
Right. Lock dog parlay. I'm going to go my lock. I'm tempted to go Arsenal as well. But looking at it, I'm going to go... No, that one I wouldn't.
I know mine. I'm going to just do my parlay. My lock and dog are so easy this week. So I'm looking at my parlay right now. I'll let you
do yours. I'll go lock Arsenal. I'll go dog. I will go... No, not that one. Leicester, West Ham. I'll go West Ham as my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parlay, I will go Man City because that's an easy one. I'll go Arsenal, and then I will go... Oh, this is tough. Whatever one's going to come in. I'll just go Man City, Arsenal, Chelsea.
Okay, for my lock, I've gone for Arsenal, as I already said earlier. For my dog, I've gone for Everton. Because I just
an incredible dog. Yeah,
can't understand how I'm allowed.
However much I think they might will get something from it, I can't do that.
And the parlay is really easy: Man City -1, Arsenal to win again, and Everton +1. And that parlay returns £148.50.
Cool.
Nearly 2-1.
Right, Billy. Well, let's leave it there, and then we will chat before the next round of fixtures for the second half of the round of fixtures for this week, and it should be an interesting one. We will clearly know what teams have to do in the last two games of the season.
Yeah, and that's why it's important not to do that now. Just to touch on fantasy just quickly, captains this week, only two choices for you guys: Gabriel Jesus or Harry Kane. Both have a double game week. and both have relatively nice fixtures, especially Man City, actually, who will be playing Huddersfield and Brighton. So, yeah, Gabriel Jesus is my preference, but you'll find with Harry Kane as well.
Cool. Have a good one.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Bye. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.